This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 5-6-21. This is show number 261. Well, Nick, transitory inflation, my butt.
Well, you know, according to the Federal Reserve, it's transitory. I think they're using a little transformational vocabulary there. But, you know, we're seeing commodity prices just continue to just skyrocket. Copper, today the gold move was absolutely incredible. You're looking at lumber, looking at wheat, looking at corn. I mean, things that people need and use is really flying off the board here. And again, it's transitory.
Yeah, transitory, right. Yeah, things people need and use, things that they might want, even those things are going up. Everything is going up in price. I mean, you didn't have to be a Nobel Prize laureate economist like Milton Friedman or the other guy from New York Times. What's his name? The guy we love to hate.
Krugman?
Yeah, Krugman. Like, you didn't need to be a Nobel Prize laureate economist like Krugman to know that everything they've been doing has been so inflationary and it was about to stick. At some point, it was going to stick.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, if you continue to put the pedal to the metal on the printing press, yeah, I guess they're getting the result they were looking for. But, you know, this is what I like to say. Parabolic charts are everywhere now. And, you know, we'll see the ultimate outcome here. But eventually, this market is going to have the mother of blow-off tops. And I've been telling my membership, just, you know, ride it out. Let's see what we get here. But this is now looking like we're in the danger zone. But, you know, for now, the music is still playing and musical chairs game can continue.
Hey, so what about the market today? That was kind of mixed. And we saw, of course, the Dow Jones leading the indices, right?
Yeah, well, the funny thing was, right before the close, about 30 minutes or so, we had the NASDAQ negative. And then a buy program came in and it lifted everything and took the Russell 2000 from negative to slightly positive. It was only up 0.09%. But that's going from negative to positive at the end of the day, that's a big move. And the NASDAQ composite, which was negative by about 0.5%, actually finished up a little over 0.3%. Now, the Dow was the big winner, and that's been really the powerhouse index lately. That was up a little over 0.9%, a 318-point gain for the Dow. But all of the major indexes, which were negative earlier, finished in the green today.
Now, let's go back in time to the crash of 1907, all right? At that point, basically, J.P. Morgan was the U.S. Treasury. They had bailed out the U.S. Treasury, emergency loans of gold, and things like that. And when the market started going down, they all got together, J.P. Morgan and the banks, and I guess Treasury to a lesser extent, to try to support stock prices, try to keep it up. Did the same thing in 1929. It's never worked before. Why do they think it's going to work this time?
Well, I don't think it's going to work. And I don't think they think it's going to work either. But what they're doing is now there's no turning back, right? So they've made their bet. And basically, you know, we're at $30 trillion worth of debt. If Biden has it his way, we're going to probably add another $6 or $7 trillion. I mean, that's in a, you know, basically maybe in the guy's first 200 days, there's no turning back. How are we ever going to pay this off? You know, it's just the number is so massive. But while there's no fear out here and there's still confidence in the marketplace, the party can still go on. And that's where we are. But, you know, this is disturbing at this stage of the game. And, you know, this easy money printing press is just continuing to fuel the rally. But there's no real underlying strength any longer. You know, when you look at just the other day when Janet Yellen came out and said interest rates may need to rise because we're overheating, the economy may be overheating, you know, the market sold off that day. And then all of a sudden, you know, she walked back those comments and the market took back off to the upside. So, you know, it's like the market, as we said before, is like a crack addict. You know, it just wants that drug all the time. And the drug is called easy money.
And I want to go back to us. We were talking about this. I feel like we were among the first to really pick up on this. But so we had our crash last March. Then we saw copper prices steadily go up. And we said then that this is probably the beginning of commodity price inflation, not not the sign of any great economic recovery. Now, I think we were right on the first part, maybe not so right on the second, because there is some added economic activity, but probably not going to happen long term.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting a little economic activity as things open up. You'll have, you know, remember when President Trump, before he left office, he had a 30% GDP. Now, we know that's not sustainable this time around, GDP being around 6%. But, you know, this time, you know, maybe in another quarter, we'll be back down to 2%. So, you know, this is not sustainable. You're just getting, you know, what we call the reopening trade here. So, yeah, GDP will pick up as people go back to work and start buying things again. But the reality of it is that, you know, it will be back to, you know, 2% or sub 2% growth before you know it.
Hey, Dr. Copper doesn't lie. And you can choose to interpret rising copper prices the way you want. But my personal opinion was, in light of all the money printing and then everything else going on, copper's rise was more to do with a decline in the dollar's purchasing power than it had to do with a reviving economy. And I think we'll be proven out on that. And I just want to go back to something we talked about yesterday, about changing July 1 to Independence Day. Actually, I was wrong about something. Governor DeSantis suspended all mask mandates, local government mask mandates, and all laws penalizing people for not wearing masks. You still might have to wear them if businesses require it, but I don't know businesses are really going to confront you over not wearing a mask. But point is, he got rid of it all, and they're yelping and crying, and he's a killer and all this. But meantime, the case continued to go down, everything. And he said, like, what are we bothering with the vaccines for? If you don't think the vaccines work, then masks maybe aren't going to be the answer either. And so I just wanted to correct that for the record. So every major commodity is up. It's a new commodity super cycle. Would you go so far as to say that, Nick?
I don't know if I would call it a commodity super cycle, but I would have to say when you devalue the currency where commodities are traded in, they have no choice but to go higher. So, you know, I do think we're there. You know, as far as a super cycle based on demand, you know, I guess right now we have a lot of demand in housing, I suppose, but people are fleeing cities and going into the suburbs. So there are a lot of places where housing is getting depressed, or high-rise apartments in New York City. There's no demand for that, you know, but there is a demand for a house maybe in Westchester or in Long Island where they could get out of the city. So I wouldn't call it a super cycle just yet. I know that term gets thrown around a lot, but it's really just a dollar being devalued. And more so than the dollar being devalued, it's just the amount of money they've, you know, printed out of thin air in the system. And that's what it comes down to. I mean, the Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell is buying $120+ billion a month of U.S. treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. And, you know, if anybody knows anything about how the banking system works, money gets levered and then it goes out into Wall Street. And that's the way it works. And that's, you know, the reason for the stock market rally. And that's fine. I have no problem with it. But at these levels with this debt load, then it becomes problematic. And I think this is where people have to be a little bit cautious, because this party has gone on for a long time right now. But now we're in dangerous waters.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think we'll leave it at that. We'll see what happens tomorrow. But jobless claims down under 500,000 for the first time in a while.
Yeah, this is the lowest reading, I guess, since the pandemic began. But, you know, it was something strange for continuous claims. They increased to 2.69 million from a revised count of, they were increased to 3.69 million from a revised count of 3.65 million. So, you know, that was a little strange, but hopefully things improve. And hopefully if all these states open up, you know, things can improve on the job front. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. And well, the U.S. is opening up. Canada is closing tighter than a clam. I mean, they're like arresting people for protesting. Insane things are happening.
Incredible.
To the north. Become a real totalitarian state. This is the difference when you have an armed populace and a disarmed populace. There's only so far they can push the armed populace, and then they're going to get blowback. But in Canada, hey, been heading this way for a long time. No surprise there. So on that note, we will pick up tomorrow. Make sure you go take a look at inthemoneystocks.com and Nick's trading record. Monitor the Twitter feed at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Carrie Lutz. Send us your emails to my address, KL@KerryLutz.com. Nick, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, @ITMS and @NickSantiago01.